You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Did you see that story float around this morning? It was this, I think he was like 30-something dude out in Michigan who had a dream that he was going to win a big lottery jackpot. So he went out and bought a scratcher ticket, and it hit for $1 million. There's like 12 of those tickets floating around, and he got one of them after he had a dream.
You know what I always say, Jeremy?
What?
Dreams do come true.
I only have dreams about wet in the bed.
Like I said, dreams do come true.
I just wake up in soggy sheets.
We are 2 weeks away from Halloween. Are you dressing up as anything this year?
Yeah, we have a party that we're going to on Saturday the 30th, so I am dressing up. I've been piecing my costume together.
Let me guess, you can't say what it is?
I can't. I know. I can't. All the dads are getting together, and it's kind of like a group costume type thing, so...
What about the wives? They don't get to do anything?
They're doing a little group costume thing, too, as a matter of fact. Pieces of their costume keeps arriving... from Amazon, so all these packages keep showing up, and Nicole's like, you can't see it. So, you know, that's the nice part about this year. The only nice part about Halloween falling on a Sunday is we can have our friend get together on the 30th, and it doesn't interfere with the kids trick-or-treating, and then my family coming over on the 31st, because every year we do Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots for Halloween. So that is the nice part of it, because if the party were on a Saturday, we'd have to try to figure out, well, do we do family or friends and then trick-or-treating, blah, blah, blah. But selfishly, I need my sleep. And I don't like this Halloween on the 31st where now I've got to take the kids out at night. And then our doorbell's going to be ringing to who knows what ungodly hours of the night on Sunday the 31st. And I got to get up at the butt crack of dawn. I don't like this at all. Not one bit.
I tried to start a movement a few years ago to move Halloween to the last weekend in September and move Thanksgiving to the fourth Thursday of October. Probably got shot down by people. But the idea of moving Halloween so that it is not on a set date, and don't give me this whole thing about, I mean, a million people will write in and say, well, it's the whole Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve. Ooh.
If you look, all those dates have changed throughout the year, so there is no...
Just lock it in. Last Saturday of the month, just kind of make everybody happy.
And besides, nobody cares about, you know, the original... All people care about now is dressing up in a sexy costume and going and getting drunk. I mean, so that's really what Halloween has become. You know it is, because that's what you and your friends are going
to
be doing.
Damn you people having fun.
Damn you to hell. No, I don't care, but I'm saying you can't
use
the argument.
Well, one, I'm not going to be sexy. I won't be in a sexy costume.
Okay, you won't be sexy.
And I don't think I'll get drunk.
But I'd like the idea of moving it so it's on a weekend, and why not make it so that every year it's a Friday for the kids,
okay,
and it's Saturday for the adults.
I'm down with that. Yeah.
Why not do that?
Absolutely.
Like, what is the reason to not do it?
Other than
this ridiculous thing about, well, it's based on a certain thing. No, it's not. It's not, really.
It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. So I think, and I still like the idea of moving it to the last Friday of September. But even if it was October, last Friday of October is for kids to go out trick-or-treating because they get all excited. They can maybe wear their costume to school,
absolutely,
Jeremy, if the schools will allow
it. Well, first of all, Dom, it's a fall festival at school, so let's not push Halloween on the public school system here.
And then go out and do that. And then Saturday is for the adults to party.
For the fun. Yeah,
and then Sunday,
yeah,
with their hangover, everyone can sit around and watch football and recover.
I do like your September, too, because it's generally a little bit warmer at the end of September, so you don't have these kids in their princess costumes with a giant ski jacket on over
right,
over
exactly.
It, you know?
They cover their costumes with
like
coats.
That.
That's why I liked moving it to September.
Mm-hmm. I really do like that.
I found that the average high temperature was, like in Denver, was something like 78, 75 or something like that.
You get
to October, and it's like 20 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
So why?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Everyone's just so stuck in their ways.
Well, and now, isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
that's more true than you know.
Everyone,
look at you. If you don't do tater tots and sloppy Joes, your world collapses.
But again, I can do that on any date, but it is a thing that we do.
But it's just indicative of how people are locked into their traditions.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they don't want to give them up.
But that's one that I don't want to give up. That combination of Sloppy Joes and tater tots.
That's fine.
And then mom always brings the bottle of the sun-kissed orange soda, you know, because it's Halloween. Are you kidding me?
What does that have to do? Oh,
it's orange. Yeah, it's orange. So you got the Sloppy Joes, the tots, and then a big old sugar-filled glass of sun-kissed orange soda.
What if she bought her like an orange Gatorade?
It's got to be the orange pop, man. It's not a Gatorade. We don't need electrolytes. We need sugar so we have energy to go trick-or-treating.
Yes, go ahead.
Just going back to this get-together that we have going, I will say I do feel now at my age a little ridiculous hunting down a costume, piecing one together, and then going to a get-together where everybody's dressed up in their 40s with kids. It feels a little ridiculous.
Well,
it is cool. It's fun. I'm going to have the time of my life. But
I like
when I step back and look at it, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well,
this is a little silly now.
But really, how many things in our lives are, if you took a step back, are ridiculous, but that's okay. Because we like to have fun. And
yes,
I'm glad that our species is still
fun.
Except for a few of our callers, most people like to have fun.
Most people, yes.
Right?
I know I'll have the time of my life. It'll be great.
Yes. Absolutely you will. Although, let's admit that it is one of the, it's like New Year's Eve to a certain extent in that the buildup is always more fun than the actual event.
The first 10 minutes of the party will be the best part when everyone's arriving and, oh, look at that, and oh, look at you, and ha-ha. And then about 45 minutes, people will be like I have a heavy jacket that I'm wearing with part of my costume. I'll be peeling that off because it'll be too hot, and you know the mask will be getting in somebody's face, and it's 10 minutes. You get 10 minutes of a good time with the outfit.
I did learn that many years ago when I dressed up for adult Halloween parties is that you have to balance the reaction from people with how comfortable am I going to be all night in a party situation because you can only get laughs for so long.
Yeah.
And then
you're all itchy.
Yeah, and then do I have some big bulky thing on
right.
that's going to impede my movement around the party zones?
Yes, yes. Part of your costume's in the dip somehow because it's hanging down. And
exactly.
You got cheese all over you.